This is Breakfast.
ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, what is it, Robbie? Almost a month ago since the ABC...
Over a month, actually.
Over a month ago since the ABC program revealed the goings-on in eye care. And those revelations have just kept coming, as I mentioned, as recently as last night. The ripples are extending and become more profound. More than 50,000 injured workers in New South Wales have been underpaid up to $80 million in compensation. And despite this, senior eye care executives were paid almost $4 million in salaries and bonuses in the 2018-2019 financial year. Just to let you know, since between 2015 and 2019, the salaries, the executive bonuses within the organisation have increased 30-fold. As you know, the New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet's Chief of Staff Nigel Freitas, he resigned after it was revealed iCare had paid the two salaries of two of the Treasurer's staffers, and we've also lost the CEO of iCare. To explain just what's going on, Treasurer Dominic Perrottet is with us this morning.
Good morning to you, Treasurer.
Morning, Robbie. Morning, Wendy.
All right, Dominic Perrottet, under your stewardship, iCare, the organisation that you created in 2015, has ended up with double the number of workers unable to return to employment. It's facing claims that more than 50,000 injured workers could have been underpaid by $80 million. It's been revealed that the number of executives being paid over $300,000 has risen from 2 to 45 people, a 22-fold increase. It's been involved in contracts that haven't gone to tender, referrals to ICAC, and a former chief executive whose wife, as we learnt yesterday, was paid $800,000 over 3 years without a tender. That, combined with the fact that two of your staff were on the iCare payroll despite working in your office and doing no work for the organisation, and comments from the chief executive of the State Insurance Regulatory Authority that iCare's performance is unacceptable, adds up, surely, to a litany of failures, some of them potentially illegal, under your watch. As the instigator of this scheme and the person ultimately responsible for its operations, will you resign as New South Wales Treasurer?
No, Robbie. Look, I think certainly what's come through over the last few weeks has been a flurry of information and a steady stream that obviously there are a range of issues in relation to this scheme that need to be addressed. And 5 years ago, we set up a new process, a new scheme for workers' compensation in this state to, I guess, ensure that injured workers were at the centre. And setting up iCare was part of that. But importantly, the other side to that is that we also set up an independent regulator to provide transparency and accountability to improve the scheme. Now, obviously, when issues are raised, they will be raised publicly, and I think that's positive. You want to shine a light to fix issues. But at the same time, previously you had a situation where both the regulator and the provider were together, and I think by separating that out...
Okay, hang on a second. Either you weren't aware of how badly the organisation was operating, in which case that's a dereliction of duty, or you were aware and did nothing about it. Equally a dereliction of duty, surely.
Well, Robbie, I think that there's no doubt a range of issues, and the board who is responsible to me as the treasurer have been dealing with a range of these issues over time. So, for example, one of the matters that you raised was in relation to the underpayments issue. Now, that is a matter that predated the establishment of iCare back in 2012, and it was self-reported by iCare.
Okay, what about the fact that there are now double the number of workers not going back to work under this organisation as there were previously?
Yeah, look, and I think there's no doubt there needs to be improvements in relation to the return to work rate. I think if you look at that over time, in relation to the rates that they have, I think if you look at the March data, the return to work rates for iCare are about 80%. after 26 weeks and 84% for the TMF. So, and if you look at other self-insurers, it's around 86%. Mm-hmm. So that is something that certainly needs to be addressed and improved. I know there's been disagreements between the provider and the regulator in relation to the calculations of those rates. What's most important is we get to the bottom of it and improve it. The other point I'd make about return to work is, I think if you under the previous scheme, you had a situation that was very adversarial. You had a situation where insurance companies were pitted against injured workers, employers.
Did you watch Four Corners?
Yes, I did, Robbie.
So you reckon the situation as it stands with iCare and the revelations that we saw a month ago are any better?
Well, I think there are some serious issues, Robbie, that need to be addressed in relation to workers' compensation. It is a very difficult. You're looking at some of the most vulnerable people in society. There are 45,000 people.
And yet amongst all of this, we are seeing bonuses being paid to those executives, 45 of which are on over $300,000 a year.
Now, Treasurer, it looks to me, and it looks to most people watching on as this scandal unfolds, and we can call it nothing less than a scandal, looks to me and to most of our listeners, you've got three options. You can resign, you can sack the board, or you can bring on an inquiry with the powers of a royal commission. Which one is it going to be?
Well, Wendy, a couple of things on that. One of the things we've done as part of the legislation we established in the first place was to set up a statute review, and that comes in after 5 years. And I think if you look at the regulators' view, that I think there's general consensus, the intention of the scheme was right. The execution has not been where it needs to be. So, as part
well,
of that,
look, you can say it's not where it's needed no. to be, but it's actually been appalling.
And there's a lot, and Wendy,
will you own up to complete systemic failure in this department?
Wendy, I am truly sorry if there has been any injured worker who has not received the support, and clearly that's come through, and the buck stops with me as the responsible minister.
Treasurer, you came out the week of the Four Corners report, after the Four Corners report came out, giving your full support to the board and to the chief executive. I mean, surely after seeing that program, to then turn around and give support to that organisation and the way that it's been run, knowing the revelations, and of course we've learnt much more since then, doesn't that demonstrate the fact that you are well out of your depth in the role that you're in overseeing this kind of organisation?
Look, Robbie, I'm very passionate about making sure we have the best workers' compensation scheme possible. And that's why back in 2015, when I was a finance minister, I set up the scheme because I believed this was a better way and the intention was completely right.
All right, so have you been let down then? And who's responsible? If you're not responsible and you say that you had confidence in the scheme, then you must be feeling very let down. If so, who have you been let down by?
Well, Wendy, just firstly, and just going back to Robbie's last question, you know, I regret the comments that I made at that time. And, you know, I'm passionate about the scheme because I really do believe that we should have a workers' compensation scheme that is not adversarial, that's built around injured workers. And clearly this has been a substantial transformation. I think the pace has been too ambitious. And what's most important is that we address the issues that have occurred.
Will you say, though, Treasurer, will you say at this point, I have not done as well as I should, and I apologise? Are we looking at an apology here from you, mea culpa here? When are you going to take personal responsibility for what has gone wrong? And this is not only on the behalf of underpaid workers, it's also those right across New South Wales, those businesses that are going to be looking at increased premiums. You've stuffed it up, haven't you?
Well, Wendy, if you look at business premiums today, they're at their lowest levels, I think, since the 1980s. So there's three kind of challenges with a workers' compensation scheme. You want to have low business premiums. You want to have a solvency ratio that ensures the scheme is viable into the future. and you want to provide as much support for injured workers as possible. And there's a balance between all of those three provisions. Now, in relation, as I've said earlier, you know, I'm truly sorry for any injured worker that has not received the support and care they need. That is exactly what the workers' compensation scheme is set up to achieve. It's a very difficult area. It's one right across the country that always has its challenges. There's clearly been failings here, and my job as the responsible minister is to fix those issues as they arise.